DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
In June 1967, the Middle East was transformed in less than a week. What became known as the Six-Day War was short but decisive, and its effects still shape the region today. It was a conflict born out of mistrust, historical grievances, and political miscalculations. By the end of it, Israel had redrawn the map of the Middle East, but also sowed the seeds of decades of ongoing conflict even to the current day. In today's episode, we will explore the background, the build-up to the war, and of course the fighting, and the lasting consequences of these six extraordinary days. Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, consider subscribing. We post every week and we welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The roots of the war stretch back to the creation of Israel in 1948, and the first Arab-Israeli war that followed. In that conflict, Israel had survived against the armies of its Arab neighbours, but had left unresolved borders and over 700,000 Palestinian refugees. Through the 1950s and the early 1960s, the Arab-Israeli conflict simmered. In 1956, Israel, Britain, and France invaded Egypt after President Gamal Nasser nationalized the Suez Canal. Israel captured the Sinai Peninsula but withdrew under American and Soviet pressure. That withdrawal left many in Israel uneasy, fearing that Egypt remained a dangerous rival under Nasser's charismatic leadership. Meanwhile, tension along Israel's borders were constant. Syria supported Palestinian guerrilla raids into Israel territory. Skirmishes between Israeli and Syrian forces escalated, particularly over disputed water resources. Jordan, too, hosted Palestinian fighters. By the mid-1960s, the region was a tinderbox. The immediate spark came in May 1967. Soviet intelligence incorrectly warned Egypt that Israel was preparing to invade Syria. In response, Nasser moved Egyptian forces into the Sinai, expelled United Nations peacekeepers, and closed the Straits of Tiran to Israeli shipping. For Israel, this was an act of war. The Arab world rallied around Nasser, Jordan signed a defense pact with Egypt, and Iraqi troops were placed under Egyptian command. The rhetoric became increasingly militant, with Arab leaders vowing to destroy Israel. In Israel, the fear was palpable. The memory of the Holocaust was still raw, and the prospect of annihilation seemed real to many. At the same time, Israeli leaders debated whether to strike first. They faced isolation, uncertain of support from the United States, which urged restraint, and wary of the Soviet Union's backing for the Arab states. Yet, as days passed, Israel concluded that waiting would leave it vulnerable to encirclement. On the morning of June 5, 1967, Israel launched a preemptive strike. This was called Operation Focus. Almost the entire Israeli Air Force took off in waves, flying low to avoid radar. Their targets were Egyptian airfields. In just a few hours, Israel destroyed nearly the entire Egyptian Air Force on the ground. The impact was immediate. With control over the skies, Israel gained an overwhelming advantage. Jordan and Syria joined the fighting, but their air forces were also quickly neutralized. The war had begun, but already Israel held the upper hand. With Egypt's air force crippled, Israeli ground forces pushed into the Sinai Peninsula. The fighting was intense, but Israel's armored divisions moved swiftly, outmaneuvering larger Egyptian formations. By June the 8th, Israel had captured the Sinai and reached the Suez Canal. Egyptian forces were in disarray, with tens of thousands killed, wounded, or captured. Nasser's prestige suffered a severe blow. His vision of Arab unity against Israel was crumbling on the battlefield. In Jordan, King Hussein faced a dilemma. Bound by his pact with Egypt, he ordered his army to engage Israel despite his misgivings. Jordanian artillery shelled West Jerusalem and its forces advanced. Israel responded forcefully. Within days, Israeli troops captured East Jerusalem, including the Old City and its holy sites, as well as the entire West Bank. For Jews, the capture of Jerusalem carried immense symbolic significance, particularly the Western Wall. For Palestinians, it marked the loss of their land to Israeli control, and for Jordan, a humiliating defeat. In the north, Syria's artillery had long shelled Israeli villages from the Golan Heights. After days of hesitation, Israel launched an assault on June the 9th. Fighting was fierce against well-fortified Syrian positions, but Israeli forces broke through. By June the 10th, Israel had captured the Golan Heights. The war was over. In just 6 days, Israel had defeated three Arab armies and seized vast new territories: the Sinai, the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Golan Heights. The scale of the victory stunned the world. Israel had more than tripled its territory. Yet the triumph came at a price. Over 20,000 Arabs and nearly 1,000 Israelis were killed. Hundreds of thousands more Palestinians became refugees. Politically, the consequences were immense. For Israel, the war brought a sense of security, but it also exposed it to new challenges, ruling over large Arab populations in the West Bank and Gaza. For the Arab states, the defeat was a humiliation. Nasser offered his resignation but was persuaded to stay in power, while Syria and Jordan reeled from the loss of territory. The war also deepened superpower involvement. The United States grew closer to Israel, while the Soviet Union rearmed the Arab states. The stage was set for further conflict, including the Yom Kippur War 6 years later. The Six-Day War reshaped the Middle East. Israel's occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem created new realities that remain central to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The capture of the Golan Heights and Sinai altered borders and alliances. For many in Israel, 1967 was a miracle of survival. For Palestinians and much of the Arab world, it was a catastrophe. The war hardened divisions and entrenched disputes over land identity and sovereignty. The Six-Day War was a brief but decisive war. It demonstrated the importance of strategy, the risks of miscalculation, and the lasting consequences of rapid military victories. In less than a week, the map of the Middle East was redrawn and the balance of power shifted. Yet the core conflicts over land, refugees, and recognition were not resolved. More than half a century later, the legacy of June 1967 continues to shape the politics, borders, and lives of millions across the Middle East.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.